The Bengals are headed for another primetime matchup this week as they get set to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville. This was supposed to be a Monday night matchup of starring two former number one overall picks in Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence. But unfortunately, Joe Burrow's wrist injury is not going to allow that. But there's still plenty of intriguing matchups all over the field. And this game has a lot at stake for both teams. So we're going to get into it. Welcome to a new episode of the Bengals Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey Conway, here at the Enquirer Studios with producer Sam Green and Phil Didion. And there's a lot to talk about in this matchup. And I encourage you guys listening right now to check out Cincinnati.com for a story that is up and a podcast with Sherwood and Julie Taylor. And you might recognize the last name. That is because that is Zach Taylor's parents. And the Bengals head coach is getting ready to take on his brother, Press, who is the Jacksonville offensive coordinator on Monday nights. So there's a lot of good family stories in there. And it's a pretty cool thing for Julie and Sherwood that they get to see both of their sons. And, you know, their sons are in major positions in terms of getting their team ready and if their team wins or loses. So this is the first matchup that they've both been in these positions. They've gone up against one another several times throughout their career, but this one's a little bit different because of the magnitude of their roles. So be sure to check out that. It's a fun episode. Lots of good stories about how close Zach and Press are, how they're similar, different, and just their different journeys to their respective teams. They've never coached together, which is something that I think a lot of people might have thought, but they've both paved their own ways in their NFL coaching journeys without each other. And so the brothers are really close and they're really looking forward to this matchup. So specific to this matchup, let's talk about it a little bit. Where do things stand with the Bengals? Well, when Joe Burrow's wrist injury happened, you really started to wonder, can the Bengals find a way to still make the postseason without him? They still have a number of games to prove that they can. But it is going to be tough sledding, and they didn't help themselves by dropping that game against the Steelers on Sunday. It was a winnable game, and the Bengals failed to deliver in the other areas that needed to pick up the slack for a team without their star quarterback. The Bengals defense needed to play a lot better, needed to create some turnovers and really keep Pittsburgh off the field. Instead, it was one of the worst performances Cincinnati's defense has had all season long. And offensively, Jake Browning's performance was about what you'd expect from a backup that's really limited in what he's seen in terms of game action. He was okay. He made a critical mistake in the red zone that cost the Bengals points. But other than that, it was about what you would expect. And there are players around Jake Browning that really needed to step up to really make this a seamless, easy process for Jake Browning as he still continues to get acclimated to what the NFL game speed is like. Across the board, it was a failure for the Bengals against the Steelers. And now it's going to be an uphill battle, but they remain hopeful that they can still find a way, and they're going to try and do so against Jacksonville. Well, Jacksonville is one of the best teams in the AFC this year with an 8-3 record. Last year, they made the playoffs, and this year they're continuing to pick up where they left off, and that is the best team in the AFC South. And they, at this point right now, are trying to get a home playoff game in the playoffs. So that's why I said there's a lot of ramifications of this game, because the Bengals are going to try and crawl back into things at 5-6. The reason I say it's going to be tough sledding is because they have not won enough games in the AFC. That's been one of the biggest issues for this team. They haven't won enough games in the division, and they haven't won enough games in the conference. So that's what would make it really challenging. You can never say never, but it certainly looks like it's going to be a tough, tough test for the Bengals. But when their backs are against the wall, this team typically plays well, and they'll certainly head into Jacksonville being the underdog. So we'll see what we get from this Bengals team. And I know that there were a lot of players disappointed in the performance against the Steelers. So we will see how they rebound. A couple of quick notes on the Jaguars. As I mentioned, they've got a stud quarterback in Trevor Lawrence, and they've really added to their wide receiver and running back room in the last 2 years. Travis Etienne, who played with Trevor Lawrence at Clemson has been awesome as a running back, and they also use him in the receiving game as well. He has 1,125 total yards, 5 touchdowns, and they sprinkle in a dose of James Robinson behind him at the running back position. And then at wide receiver, Christian Kirk, the Jaguars acquired him from the Arizona Cardinals a couple years back, and he is a blazer out on the outside for Jacksonville. He can really take the top off defenses. So him, Zay Jones, Evan Ingram, and Calvin Ridley have really, really stepped up for this Jacksonville offense, giving Trevor Lawrence a ton of weapons. So it's not just going to be one person that Lou Anarumo's group has to key in with Jacksonville. They can beat you with a number of different ways. On the defensive side of the ball, Josh Allen leads the show for them. He's a really talented edge rusher, and they also have really good linebacker and defensive back play with Foye Oluokun with over 100 tackles, leading the team in tackles. He's been outstanding. I covered him when I covered the Falcons for years. He has just been developed into an awesome linebacker. And Andre Sisco has 3 interceptions, with Rayshon Jenkins also having 3 interceptions, and Devin Lloyd. So Jake Browning is going to have to take care of the ball, because they want to try and make sure that they get their offense back on the field by creating turnovers. So Cincinnati's offense, number one thing, take care of the ball, Jake Browning, and he's going to need some guys to step up around him. Biggest point of conversation following the loss to the Steelers, let's talk about it a little bit. Why did the Bengals only run the ball 8 times with Joe Mixon against the Steelers? The question is legit. Going into the game against the Steelers with your backup quarterback, you knew you were going to have to lean into the run game. That's what everybody was expecting. So that's why the number of 8 rushes from your starting running back caught a lot of people by surprise. It also caught a lot of people by surprise, the lack of usage for Chase Brown, who the Bengals drafted to be the number 2 back. He was active after coming back from a hamstring injury and was nowhere to be found. He did not get a snap. So tons of questions recently to offensive coordinator Brian Callahan and Zach Taylor, and they said that we just didn't get to the run plays that we had for Chase Brown, and the way the game went, we weren't able to run the ball enough. And you can pick apart what they said. A lot of people have opinions on this, including myself, and my opinion is that, were you surprised that the Bengals struggled to run the ball? They are one of, if not the worst, I believe when I last checked, they were number 32. They might have gone up a spot or two in rushing offense. But this organization said, we need to be better at running the ball after last season. It was supposed to propel this team to places that they haven't been able to go offensively. Instead, they didn't do what they needed to do in the offseason to make improvements to their run game. They brought back Joe Mixon. They didn't add behind him from the outside. They assumed that Travion Williams and Chris Evans, 2 players that haven't done anything for this team in the last couple of years, and they thought by drafting a running back in Chase Brown that that was going to be the solution that would make them better. They made some changes in their run scheme, but those haven't shown to be anything that this offensive line, these offensive linemen and these running backs can gel together and make work. So right now they have no identity in the run game. And I know it's a big topic of conversation, but it doesn't shock me at all, because they had a chance to make their run game better and they didn't do it. And so that's where the question comes, is where is Chase Brown in this offense? And I would keep your eye on that on Monday night, because offensive coordinator Brian Callahan said, we need to see what we have in him. And I would assume that means they're going to make sure that he gets in there, because there's only a couple games left in the regular season, and you need to know if he is capable of being a key player for you at the running back position moving forward. So the Bengals certainly need to run the ball more, and run it more effectively against the Jaguars to be able to win, and against really any team down the stretch. The Bengals have some tough matchups coming. If they cannot run the ball and they make themselves one-dimensional, teams are just going to clobber Jake Browning and they won't even give themselves a chance. Some positive news here to wrap this up. The Bengals are hopeful to get T. Higgins and Cam Taylor-Britt back this Monday. T. Higgins has missed the last couple of games with the hamstring injury that he suffered during practice. So if they can get him back, that would be huge. It's been a tough year for T. Higgins from an injury standpoint. He had a cracked rib in week 4, then he pulled the hamstring, and it's also a contract year for him. So he wants to be able to get out there and really put his best foot forward. So the Bengals are hopeful they get him back. If they can get him back with Ja'Marr Chase and Tyler Boyd, that could be significant for Jake Browning's progression. And of course, Cam Taylor-Britt has been the Bengals' best cornerback this year. So to get him back against all those receivers I just mentioned would be significant. All right, that's it for some pregame thoughts on the Bengals' upcoming matchup against the Jaguars on Monday Night Football. For more coverage leading up to the game and, of course, after, be sure to keep it at cincinnati.com. Thanks for tuning in.